Greetings in Jesus our Lord. The Church Fellowship of Shiar Jeshub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut is blessed to bring you this edition of Shiar Jeshub, a Bible study program featuring the teaching ministry of my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo. Hi, I'm Patty Scalzo, and in today's program, we will be listening to the conclusion of a sermon and pastor series on the book of Romans. Pastor Greg has been in chapter 1, verse 17, where the Apostle Paul writes concerning the gospel of Christ, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." In examining the background of the apostle's quote, Pastor Greg went into the Old Testament book of Habakkuk, the prophet of the Lord who ministered during the death throes of the nation of Judah just prior to the Babylonian conquest. Habakkuk sees the hard-heartedness and injustice rampant in his nation, and yet he is greatly disturbed to hear an even more unrighteous people, the Chaldeans of Babylon, will come against Judah. Let's rejoin Pastor Greg Scalzo, and we'll go back a couple of minutes in the sermon for context.
God assures Habakkuk, as you read on in this letter, that all the wicked will face judgment, including the Babylonians. He says, "Indeed, because he transgresses by wine, he is a proud man and does not stay at home, but he enlarges his desires as Sheol." He's not satisfied staying at home. He wants to conquer all these nations. He gathers to himself all the nations. He heaps up for himself all peoples, and he goes on to pronounce woes of what will happen. The judgment will happen on the Babylonians. And there's woes to the wicked. And in the start of his answer, you have this one section in chapter 2. Habakkuk says in verse 1, "I will stand my watch, and I will set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me," Habakkuk says. "And I will answer when I am corrected." He wants an answer to his question about how can you let these more wicked triumph. And then it says in verse 2, "The Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and it's going to fulfill everything. Behold the proud," and you see an image of the proud, "the wicked man, the prideful man, the prideful nation. His soul is not upright." He's not right. "His soul is not upright in him, but the just, the righteous, shall live by his faith." He's saying to Habakkuk, in the middle of all the evil in this world, in the middle of all the evil in your nation and your society and the people around you and all the contacts you have, in the middle of God's wrath even upon your people, don't be like the prideful soul, the wicked soul who's not upright in his soul, who we could say persists in unbelief, right? That's pride. But live by faith in God. Trust in God. Trust he'll get you through it. Trust he'll bring you out the other side. Trust him in the good times. Trust him in the bad times. If you trust him, you're a different kind of people. It separates you even from your other Israelites, your other Jews. You're different because you have faith in God. You have faith in God even when there's darkness surrounding you. You have faith in God. You live by faith in God, then you're just because you have faith in the righteous God, the just shall live by faith. And he goes on then to describe the unjust and the wicked, the Babylonians, and all unjust men. In chapter 2, verse 5, they drink wine to get drunk. They're proud, they're arrogant, they're greedy as Sheol. They gather, they steal. They're not satisfied, they're restless to increase their own possessions by taking from others. Verse 6, they increase what's not theirs. Verse 9, they covet evil gain for their houses. They bring shame upon their houses by plotting the ruin of others, by cutting off, it says, many people. Verse 12, they build a town with bloodshed. They build a city with iniquity. In verse 13, you read about the fruitlessness of the wicked. But in verse 13, let me read it from the NIV. There's a promise, a great promise. It says in verse 13, has not the Lord God Almighty determined that the people's labor is only fuel for the fire? All that they're doing is ultimately going to be as fuel for the fire. It's going to burn up. That the nations exhaust themselves for nothing, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This thing that we're waiting for, this appointed time when faith will really grab hold, it's destined to cover the entire earth. The knowledge of the glory of God covering the earth as the waters cover the sea. He goes on in verse 15 to speak about how they give drink to their neighbors for immorality. Verse 17, violence. Verse 18, what profit is the image that its maker should carve it? The molded image, a teacher of lies, that the maker of its mold should trust it, trusting themselves, trusting the idols they make rather than trusting God. To make mute idols. Woe to him who says to wood, awake, to silent stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is overlaid with gold and silver, yet in it there is no breath at all, there's no life. They worship that which is dead, idolatry. But the Lord is in his temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. And then if you go down, you have in verse 17, you have the hymn of faith. Though the fig tree may not blossom, this is chapter 3, verse 17. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation, or I will joy in God my Savior. You have here God my Savior, Yahweh is salvation. Jesus, Yahweh Adonai, he says in verse 19, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. In the middle of all the darkness and chaos, we have feet that can run and move, and he will make me walk on my high hills. He lifts me up even when everything is going wrong. Gives you some example when things go wrong in verse 17. Doesn't look like anything's prospering, yet God gives me feet like deer's feet. He puts me on high places. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Yahweh Adonai is my strength. We live by faith from first to last, from faith to faith. And just as Habakkuk gives a good description of the human condition and human wickedness and God's wrath upon all unrighteousness, we're going to see, Lord willing, next time in Romans that Paul does the exact same thing. After this section, he says, the just shall live by faith, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven, Romans 1:18, against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And he goes on to describe the unrighteousness of mankind, just like Habakkuk does in chapter 2 and in chapter 3. Think of the contrast as we close. The wicked, the unrighteous, persisting perversely in unbelief, willful perverse disbelief, prideful, arrogant, transgresses. It says his soul does not desire in Habakkuk what is right. The soul is not right, not upright. Idolaters, and then there's the woe. The wrath of God is coming upon them, judgment. On the other side, you have those who believe, who receive the good news of Christ, who put their trust in Christ, and they receive in that gospel, in it, salvation. They receive in it the righteousness of God from faith to faith. They enter into it by faith. They live in it by faith. And they are thus proclaimed the righteous ones. They are proclaimed the just ones. Behold the proud. His soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Father God, we pray that as many as can be brought into that second category of faith in you would be brought into your kingdom, Father God. We know as you approach the darkness of the last days that there is a separation of the wheat from the chaff, Father God, of the unrighteous and the righteous, Lord. And we just pray, Father God, as society has shown clearly the wickedness of men, that so many would repent of their wickedness and flee to the light of your gospel. Receive your salvation, your power. Receive your righteousness, Father God, for the time is short and the kingdom of heaven is near. We just praise your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You can rehear this program and hundreds of other radio programs on our church website at shiarjashub.org. Serious times require serious Bible study. And on shiarjashub.org, you will find libraries of audio and video programs, information about our church and our pastors, time and place of our services and Bible studies, articles, blogs, and special offers to help you in your walk with Jesus. Current sermons include studies on foundational Christianity, last day events, and an overview of the books of the Bible. On the website, you will also have the ability to donate to the ministry of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle on a secure page. You will also find links to the Heavenly Authority series and Romans series on Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music. And of course, there are links to our 10:30 a.m. live stream of the Sunday service on YouTube and X.com. Our service starts at 10 a.m. with worship, and then we go live for the message and the Lord's Supper. These videos are left up on YouTube, X.com, and then posted as well on rumble.com and the church website. And that website again is shiarjashub.org. And you can always check Isaiah 7, verse 3, for the spelling of Shiar Jashub.